You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Your home for everything thoroughbred racing. Visit loveracing.nz. Racing's biggest fan.
10:45, time to catch up with Louis Herman Watt, and still a very big focus across the Tasman with the news of Penny Wecker. Very exciting for the Oaks coming up on April the 8th.
That's right, Smithy. So Prowess, Roger James and Robert Wellwood are deciding that they're sticking to their plan, and good on them for sticking to their convictions. They're not going to go to the Oaks with Prowess. So that leaves an opportunity for, our own Oaks winner back from a couple of weeks ago, Penny Wecker, who won in such good fashion that day. How's this for a boost? She gets Damien Lane, on her smithy in the Oaks. So that's a massive boost to her chances. And she's second favourite, $4.50 behind Pavitra, who ran behind Prowess in the weekend, $4.50, huge respect. And Polygon, Cambridge stud filly, she hit the line really hard over the 2,000 metres, suggesting she's going to absolutely love 2,400. And I've always said that this preparation, I've been a massive Polygon fan for a long time, she was going to be an Oaks filly. I just thought she'd be winning our Oaks, not the Australian Oaks, but she's the third favourite at $6 there. So two Kiwi fillies right in the Oaks market. This weekend we're going to win their derby with Sharp and Smart, so add that up to the tally, and then imagine if we knock off the Oaks as well. That would be, I think, to my count, five separate New Zealand horses to win Group 1s in Australia. Legato, Imperatriz, Prowess, there's a couple more, Pinarello from earlier in the year, I'm forgetting one. So there you go. We've been going really good, Smithy.
Well, what I like about the Penny Wecker story too is this is Jim Wallace trained, of course, 76-year-old Jim Wallace. This is, to me, this is one of the very nice little stories about racing. A veteran trainer who could all of a sudden, this late in his career, produce something very special.
Yeah, it's such a good point, Smithy. He's been an incredible horseman for a very long period of time, but he's found a filly that's out the gate. She's out of the box, and she's really good. And the other thing is the syndicate involved is huge. The syndicate here, I saw them all at Oaks Day in their green dressed up. There was hundreds of them. And that's the beautiful thing about syndication. You know, you get to share the experience or share the thrill, as loveracing.nz says, with a big group of people. It's a micro of the cost, and I know you're involved in the syndicate as well, Smithy, with your two-year-old at the moment, and it just, you still feel exactly like you're involved and you are the owner, because you are, but, you know, it's a more achievable way. And what about your two-year-old actually stretching out wide on the track? Were you nervous, or you thought he had it covered?
A little bit nervous. Your horse wins every race anyway, but you just look for its development. What do they say? The first reaction after the race was, we're talking about Cucullin here, was that just crying out for more ground. I don't see that in a horse the way trained eyes see it as that. I see it striving to get to the line in this particular race. I think it raced a little bit keenly. I'm not quite sure whether it totally enjoyed the track. Look, I'm not sure. But, going forward from a syndicate point of view, news pretty good.
Yeah, I think so, Smithy. I think he'll keep. I think he'll probably get another win out of him this preparation, and he'll definitely keep us a three-year-old for sure. And I should just mention these other two-year-olds in New Zealand, the Manawatu Sires Produce Stakes. Well, Trawberry and is the $1.90 favourite, and I've got some nice futures tickets sitting on Trawberry and at a much bigger price than that, but I'm a little bit worried two fillies. One, Tulsi, the Autumn Sun, John O'Benner and Holly Wynyard down there in Otaki, and then Low Flying, your old mate, JB. The pair of the JBs, but John Barry, Low Flying, she was a very, very expensive yearling from memory, and she chased home Zarian, very strong last start. So can you just get some mail for us about how well she's going and whether I need to cover my bets?
Oh, yeah, I mean, he is the greatest trainer in the world after One Bear. I can promise you that. Perhaps the greatest group one. He is right up there with Tommy Smith and Bart Cummins. And he is, honestly, in Australasian terms, just after One Bear, you know, he equates a group one win to 20 test centuries. He reckons that's how hard it is. So there you go, Louis. That's what you're dealing with when you try to talk to the guy. Anyway, you have a terrific day, mate, a terrific day, and we'll catch up with you again tomorrow on Breakfast. That's Louis Herman. What?